Hello, and welcome to Automation Chat. I'm Teresa Hauck, executive editor of the journal from Rockwell Automation and our partner network magazine. Today, I'm reading an article called Why Plant Managers Care About Outcomes, Not AI. It's written by our contributing editor, Mike Bassador, who's also editor-in-chief of our sister publication, Control Design. You'll learn the difference between an automated and autonomous system, artificial intelligence's role in determining outcomes, and how automated and autonomous systems are changing industrial automation. But before I dive in, it's time for our family-friendly, silly joke of the day. 97% of people are stupid. Thank goodness I'm in the other 5%. Now here's the article, Why Plant Managers Care About Outcomes, Not AI. What's the difference between an automated system and an autonomous one? The answer may seem obvious, but there are many distinctions. An automated system is programmed to perform tasks in the absence of human intervention, while an autonomous system learns to perform tasks and adapts by learning in environments of uncertainty. This was explained by Cyril Perducat, Chief Technology Officer at Rockwell Automation, when he spoke to the media during the 2023 Automation Fair event in Boston. Automated systems are programmed and autonomous systems are learned, he said. To explain further, autonomous systems are dynamically adaptable with continuous learning compared with manually reprogrammed adaptability in an automated system. And there are more differences. Data scientists collaborate with engineers in an autonomous system because domain knowledge is combined with a high volume of data. This allows applications in an autonomous system to include multivariable, nonlinear, dynamic practices. Automated systems handle simple linear problems with few variables because they're limited to first principles domain knowledge. The idea of a system that learns and adapts could be at almost any level, Perducat explained. It could be at the equipment level, sensor level, control level, operation management level, or business planning level. You could even be doing condition monitoring of motors. The applications of a learning system could be almost anywhere in the manufacturing value chain. AI and autonomous systems will change the industrial automation landscape the way autonomous vehicles have changed the automotive landscape, Perducat predicted. Customers don't care if it's AI. They care more about outcomes, he added. Large enterprises are probably further along the AI path than small to mid-sized companies. He explained, the ones that are successful have a real problem to solve and the ability to solve the problem by using the right amount of technology at the right place. We need to do AI that is invisible and that can be used by customers who benefit from one more tool. High productivity, low cost, and reliability have been traditional expectations of end users, but the customer of the future will demand the right product at the right cost at the right time, plus sustainability, agility, and resilience in the face of cyber attacks and supply chain disruptions. And minimal energy consumption will drive sustainability through production choices. The production systems of the future will include an augmented worker, autonomous operations, integral machine vision, autonomous control, and integrated robotics. Ultimately, this is about augmenting people, Perducat noted. You're empowered with access to knowledge. Gregory Gernert Jr., Vice President and General Manager of Motion at Rockwell Automation, explained that intelligent edge devices collect data and they can program and reprogram. Autonomy in the process or between the processes makes them adaptable and resilient. Mobile transport devices are potential purveyors of automation throughout the facility, and this can enable that autonomy. When you talk about material movement in a facility, you think of driving automation through that, Gernert said. There are a lot of manual processes. The acquisition of Clearpath Robotics and its auto motors business, for example, has brought autonomous mobile robots, or AMRs, to the Rockwell Automation portfolio. This brings mobile transport to the line, through the line, and away from the line, Gernert noted. 6 inches off the floor, these AMRs have a camera that's looking at everything around the factory. It could be collecting data for inventory management, building defects, or ambient temperature monitoring. So as always, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. please give us a 5-star rating and a review. I'm Teresa Hauck, and we'll chat again soon.